Senator Wofford.
Pomegranates.
Senator White.
Raspberries.
Senator Yeboah.
Oranges.
Speaker Al-Masawi. Speaker Al-Masawi. Parliamentarian Braun.
Kiwis.
Chair Carlson Sather.
Strawberries.
Co-President Concepcion.
I'd say a tie between pomegranate, raspberry, and mango. I really love fruit.
Chair Doran. Chair Doran. Co-President Doran.
She's here. She's having technical difficulties. Okay. So she's resigning on. Back
in. Thank you. Chair Gottlieb.
Definitely watermelon.
Chair Guidry.
It's a tie between watermelon, mango, and red grapes.
Chair Jeremiahson.
Banana.
Director Johnson.
Pomegranates.
Chair Lim.
Coconuts.
Ombudsperson Menke.
Apples.
Chair Patterson.
Tough decision, but I would say strawberries.
Controller Wyam.
Probably watermelon. I could probably eat a whole melon at one time, I swear.
Advisor Rubel.
Macintosh apples.
I personally enjoy apples as well, but specifically Honeycrisp, and our quorum is met.
Great, and Co-President Doran is going to be chairing today, but she's having technical difficulties with Zoom, so I'll be here temporarily while she gets things worked out. So first off, we have approval of the minutes. Are there any discrepancies with the minutes? All right, see none. All those in favor of approving the minutes, please raise your hand in the chat. Great, please lower your hand. All those against, please raise your hand in the chat. All right, and with that, our minutes are approved. Okay, so next we move on to community comment. And today, as we told you all before, we have President Bergman here as a guest to answer some questions that we got from you all. So thank you so much for being here, President Bergman. We really appreciate you taking the time to stop in and talk to us.
My pleasure. It's great to see so many Gusties in one room, in air quotes. I really miss seeing all the Gusties and interacting as much as I would normally do with students. That's been different. Of course, it's different for all of us. I get that. So happy to be here tonight. And Haley sent me a few questions ahead of time that I'll be happy to answer. And then if there are further questions, we can go ahead with that as well. So first question that I've got here was about the remodeling work for the Center for Inclusive Excellence, and happy about that. And then a question about what we're going to do during construction. And at the present time, we are not remodeling the current Center for Inclusive Excellence. We're only remodeling the dive. And then after the move to the dive, then we're going to figure out what to do with the old space. So, and it should be done, we hope, by the first week of February, if everything goes according to plan. And it should start right after the Thanksgiving break. So that should actually move along pretty quickly. So second question here is about how we're continuing to monitor the Strategic Act's energy reduction goals during this time of COVID. And I don't know if all of you remember, but we set a goal of 25% reduction in our energy usage over the next, I believe we said 3 years, but don't quote me on that because now my memory is failing me. But how are we tracking it? I'm pleased to say that the President's Environmental Sustainability Council has really taken some additional moves to start better tracking both the energy reduction goal and the zero waste goal. And part of our challenge with the energy reduction goal is just getting a good baseline, sort of building by building for our energy use so that we can figure out how much reduction is happening. So we're also moving close to decision making on installation of additional solar panels on campus. So that project is also moving along quite well at this time, which will be super fun to see when that happens. So we haven't stopped monitoring and moving forward with that. Next question had to do with how will we ensure that Gustavus will continue to commit to our anti-racism work and our diversity, equity, and inclusion goals after the current goals are met? Well, as long as I'm president, we will not ever relax our work on diversity, equity, and inclusion, because I am the chief champion of that work and will always be. And I will make sure whenever the point comes that there is a new president at Gustavus that we pass along those priorities. I think you all know that diversity, equity, and inclusion is not a short-term project. So you have to have some clear goals or you don't tend to make progress. And then when those goals are met, you set new goals to keep stretching the campus in its work. So that will be up to the President's Council for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion to continue to set goals on an annual basis and some long-term goals for us to achieve. Next question is about vaccines. We hope they come soon. The question is whether we'll be able to set up a way to give students vaccines on campus. What I can tell you, the answer is really, I don't know at this point, but we got so many compliments from the Minnesota Department of Health over how we ran the mass testing event that happened a few days ago, a week ago, week and a 10 days ago. And so I think they understood that we're well capable of running a mass vaccination event. I think you all also know that we run flu shot clinics for students and employees. So we have the capability of doing the vaccine. A little bit depends on all of the regulations around how the vaccine will be handled in terms of who gets to do it. But I know we'll be standing in line to be able to offer that ourselves. And having our own healthcare service, which is outstanding here at the college, I think we'll be in a good position to see if we can do it ourselves. If not, we'll make sure that we have opportunities as close as possible for students to get the vaccine. And then a really interesting question that made me think about plans for commencement for 2020 and 2021. I think many of you know that we didn't hold a formal commencement last spring because we couldn't. And we promised our students from 2020 that we would bring them back when it's safe to have a proper commencement celebration. Well, here it is, half a year later, and it's